Good evening, everyone.
How are you, my God?
It's wonderful to praise God together.
好开心嘅，能够我哋一齐嘅去赞美神。
Let's bow forward to prayer.
让我哋低头祷告。
Father, we thank you once again for allowing us to come into your presence.
天父，你再一次去感谢你容许我哋能够嚟到你嘅面前。
For this is the day that we come and celebrate your birth.
我哋今日嚟到嘅系要庆祝你嘅诞生。
What is truly what you've done?
实在嘅为你所为我哋所做嘅事。
Coming as a man.
你道成肉身。
To be born as a baby.
诞生成为一个婴孩。
So that you can come and take away our sins.
就系咁样嘅嚟到，将我哋嘅罪嚟到挪开。
That's a wonderful privilege which you allow us now to come into your presence.
你俾咗我哋有一个何等嘅特权，让我哋能够嚟到你嘅面前。
To praise you as our Father, our Lord.
去赞美你，我哋嘅天父，我哋嘅主宰。
Father, we remember what you have done.
主，我哋纪念你为我哋所作嘅。
To come into this world.
来到这个世界，
and we give you all the glory.
我们将一切的荣耀归于你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Hope. Hope is a wonderful, powerful emotion.
盼望是一个很有能力，也是一个很奇妙的一个情绪。
Hope can have profound effects in one's life.
因为在一个人的生命里面，盼望可以带来很大的影响。
Hope is actually very important for the world at large.
而喺呢个世界里边，亦都好需要盼望。
Man cannot really survive without having some type of hope.
如果一个人系冇某一个程度嘅盼望，佢亦都唔能够存活。
When you lose hope in life,
当你喺生命里边失去咗呢一个嘅盼望
，In many ways you lose the will to live.
好多时你亦都失去咗一个意识你要继续嘅活下去。
Because hope, we need hope in order to give us drive in our lives.
因为我哋嘅生命需要有盼望呢一个嘅动力。
Not only for us to live life.
唔单止要我哋有呢个动力去过活。
We need hope in order to live life to our fullest.
我哋需要有盼望先至能够过一个丰盛嘅生命。
You know, hope inspires us when we are going through trials and difficult times,
当我们去经过一些难处、一些苦难的时候，这些的盼望就给我们有一些的感动。
Hope helps us to persevere.
有这个的盼望的时候，我们就有这个坚忍。
Hope gives that strength and resiliency when we face challenges and setbacks.
当我们要面对一些挫折或者一些困难的时候，同样是盼望给我们有这个的能力去克服。
And especially during those dark times, those storms and painful times in our lives.
特别当我们要经过人生的风暴、黑暗的时候。
Hope is that what we see at the end of the tunnel.
我们就是说在这个隧道的终结，我们就看到这一曙光。
To know that the season of pain will not last forever.
让我们知道这个的季节的苦楚不是永恒的。
And there's a hope that we will experience joy of life again.
而我们也会有这个的盼望，在人生里面我们再一次经历喜乐。
And this is what Christmas is all about.
圣诞节的意思就是这样。
The Christmas is a message of hope.
因为圣诞的信息就是一个盼望的信息。
You know, hope is born.
盼望已经诞生了。
This is what the wonderful news of the angel said, verse 10.
在第十节，这个天使所带来的喜讯就是这样的。
The angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Now this was a wonderful news for the nation of Israel.
这个对于以色列民来讲，这个是一个奇妙的信息。
The nation of Israel, if you remember, at this time, they were going through very dark times.
如果你知道在历史里面，以色列民去到这个时刻，它是一个很黑暗的时光。
They've been taken over and they are ruled by foreign countries.
他们是被外族的人来统治。
From Babylon now to Rome.
从巴比伦一路去到罗马。
So for centuries, they're under other people.
所以在很多的世纪里面，他们是在别国的统治底下。
Multiple generations have passed.
有很多代的人已经过去了。
They were still waiting for their hope.
他们还是等待着这个盼望。
The message of the Messiah, the Deliverer, was many, many, many years ago.
而有这个尼赛亚的这个的信息已经是很多很多很多年前的信息。
God seems to have been silent for a very long time.
似乎神已经静默了很多很多年。
It's been over 400 years since the last prophet of God walked the earth.
在上一次有先知在这个世上的时候，是已经多过400年。
And finally,
而最后
this message of hope is brought forth.
这个盼望的信息
They've been all waiting to hear this. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord.
他们一路在等这个的喜讯，就是说今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是基督。
Jesus is born to be Savior.
耶稣被诞生，他就是救主。
He is the Christ.
他就是基督。
The word Christ, Christoph.
基督这个字。
Means the anointed one.
意思就是被高立的。
The Messiah.
是受高者，他是尼赛亚。
So he's the Messiah that was prophesied throughout all the Old Testament.
这个就是整本旧约所先知所讲的这个尼赛亚。
Finally, God's deliverance for Israel is coming.
而最后神要拯救以色列民要来到了。
Jesus comes to fulfill that promise.
耶稣来到就要去成就这个的应许。
To bring salvation to all his people.
将救恩带到所有他的子民。
To bring that healing, to bring that forgiveness of sin.
将这个医治，将罪得赦免带来。
So Jesus comes to fulfill all the hopes and dreams of God's promise.
耶稣来到就是要去成就主神所一切的应许。
Because Jesus comes to And when Christ comes, he comes to usher in the kingdom of God.
而当耶稣来的时候，他就要带到神的国度来。
That's what Isaiah 9, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7 says.
以赛亚书的第九章第六、第七节就是这样
讲。I preached on this a couple weeks ago.
我最近在这里都讲过这一段的经文来到讲到。
For unto us, Is for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of the peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth. And forevermore.
因有婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国。坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
Jesus comes to be the wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
耶稣来到的时候，他就是那一位奇妙的策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
He comes to usher in God's eternal kingdom.
他就要将神永恒的国度带到来。
A kingdom that he brings us also into.
同时亦都要将我们带到入去这个的国度。
We are brought into the kingdom of God.
我们被带到去神的国度。
We are brought to be heirs of God's kingdom and co-heirs with Christ.
我们亦都成为耶稣一起去承受这个国。成为一个后嗣。
We're called to reign with Christ.
我们要与基督一起的掌
权。This was the wonderful news that the angels proclaimed.
这个就是天使所宣告大喜的信息。
And we see that there are two wonderful outcomes of this great news.
而在这个好信息里面，我们也看到有两个的结果。
Verse 13, after the proclamation,
第十三节那里，当他们做完这个宣告。
And suddenly there was with angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.
忽然有一大队天兵同天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
The most important thing.
我哋睇到好重最重要嘅一件事。
When Christ is born.
当耶稣诞生嘅时候。
God is glorified.
神得着荣耀。
God is glorified.
神得着荣耀。
It took one angel to announce the good news.
只系有一个嘅天使去宣讲呢一个好嘅信息。
But it took a whole multitude to sing and proclaim God's praise.
但系有一大队嘅天兵天使一齐去赞美神。
And what we have to realize that.God is glorified in the birth of Christ.
我哋要知道，都喺耶稣诞生呢件事里边，神系得着荣耀。
So Christ, being God Himself,
基督佢自己就系神
is the greatest revelation of the glory of God to this earth.
就系去让呢个世界最大嘅启示，让世界睇到神嘅荣耀。
So Jesus becomes God's greatest revelation.
所以耶稣就系。启示俾我哋睇到神系一个最大嘅启示。
First Timothy 3:16
喺提摩太前书第三章十六节咁样讲。
Great is the mystery of godliness that He God was manifest in the flesh。
大在敬虔的奥秘，冇人不以为然，就是神在肉体显现。
So we must realize when Christ is born.God is glorified to the highest.
我哋要知道，当耶稣基督诞生嘅时候，神系得着最高嘅荣耀。
Because we have to realize that this whole plan of salvation.
我哋要知道整个救恩呢个嘅计划。
It's not man-centered.
唔系人中心。
He didn't come just for us.
佢唔系净系嚟到为咗我哋。
But his main purpose was for God's glory.
主要嘅原因系为着神嘅荣耀。
In the Old Testament, Exodus 30, God's glory had dwelt in the tabernacle and in the temple.
在旧约出埃及记第三十章那里讲到，神的荣耀是居住在圣殿里面，在这个会幕里面。
In Ezekiel 8, it says it departed because of the nation's sin.
但在以西结书也都被我们看到，因为以色列民的罪。神的荣耀亦都离开佢。
Now through the birth of Christ,
但系现在藉住主耶稣基督嘅诞生
，God's full glory has returned to earth in the person of Christ.
神完全嘅荣耀就系藉住主耶稣基督嚟到。
So the lowly manger it becomes the holies of holies.
所以呢一个卑微嘅马槽就成为呢一个嘅至圣所。
Because Christ is there.
因为基督就在那里。
The glory of God has come into this earth into the humble manger.
神的荣耀就是来到这个谦卑的马槽在这个地上。
And it's this little babe that ushers in God's great kingdom and reign.
就是这个的婴孩将神的大的国度同统治带到来。
It is this baby that will destroy Satan's reign.
也都是这个的婴孩要摧毁撒旦的权势。
It is this baby that will break the chains of man's slavery to sin.
亦都系呢个婴孩要解开罪所带俾人嘅捆锁。
It is this baby that will free man's heart that they can worship and praise God freely.
亦都系呢个婴孩要释放人嘅心，让佢哋能够有自由嘅去敬拜神。
And it is this babe which will free men.
亦都系呢个嘅婴孩。要让人得着自由
to have a restored relationship to God.
让人能够与神的关系回复
Just as we come today to glorify God.
就等于我们今天来到要荣耀神
We're able to do so because of this little baby born in the manger.
我们为什么可以这样做就是因为在马槽所诞生的这位婴孩
This leads us to our second wonderful outcome.
那接着就会让我们看到第二个奇妙的结果
On Verse 14, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.
第十四节，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Again, the birth of Christ brings peace to God's people.
再一次，神嘅儿子嘅诞生就将平安带过俾神嘅子民。
You know, when you think about it, this crazy world that we live in.
我哋去谂下，现在我哋真系住喺一个疯狂嘅世界。
I think we all long for peace.
我们每一个人所期望的都是平安。
The greatest peace that we need, though,
但是我们需要最大的平安。
It's not between man and man.
不是人和人之间的平安。
It's a peace between man and God.
乃是人和神之间的平安。
That has to be first.
这个是首要的。
And it's because of our sin.
但是因为我们的罪的缘故。
There is no peace with God.
我们和神是没有平安。
And actually, without that peace, we are destined to face God's wrath and His judgment.
如果我们没有和神没有这个平安的时候，我们要面对的就是神的审判。
And God's answer to restoring peace is the baby in the manger.
但是神去解决这个问题的方法就是藉住在马槽这个的婴孩。
That baby would come and bear our sins and face God's wrath for us.
这个的婴孩就代替我们承担了神的审判。
So that we can be forgiven of our sins and have life.
以致我们能够罪得赦免，我们能够得着生命。
Is that this baby who was born?
就是这个被诞下的婴儿。
Who would live over 30 years in this world.
在这个世上生活了超过三十年。
To face judgment, to face persecution.
去面对逼迫，去面对杀害。
To face his tormentors and ultimately be crucified on the cross.
而最后是在十字架上面被钉死。
And it's through his death and his resurrection that we can have forgiveness of life.
而亦都是藉着他的死和他的复活，我们在生命里面能够罪得着赦免。
Forgiveness of sins.
罪得着赦免，
so that we may have peace with God.
以致我们能够与神和好。
Romans 5:1 says, Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
罗马书五章第一节这样讲，我们既因信称义，就藉着我们的主耶稣基督得与神和好。
To be justified means that you're declared righteous.
意思是我们被神称为义，
All by faith,
完全是因为信心，
by trusting in Jesus as your Lord and Savior,
去信靠主耶稣基督成为你的救主，
and that brings you to a position of peace with God,
以致你和神能够和好。
God's wrath for us is replaced,
神对我们的愤怒已经被换转过来，
God puts it away.
神将他的愤怒挪开，
and that it's His love that comes now that falls upon us.
现在是他的爱来到遮盖我们，
where He sees not just us, but He sees Christ when He looks at us.
现在他看见我们的不是只是见到我们，而是见到基督。
Our relationship is restored.
我们的关系已经回复，
and we become not enemies of God anymore, but children of God.
我们再不是与神为敌，乃是是神儿女。
And ones that God says He was well pleased with.
而当神看见我们，他说是我所喜悦的。
Isn't that a wonderful thing when God tells you He's well pleased with you?
如果神看见你，同你讲你是我所喜悦的，这件不是美好的事吗？
That through the blood of Christ,
就是藉着主耶稣基督的血，
God is pleased with you.
神看着你的时候是喜悦的。
That you are His beloved child now.
你就是他所爱的儿女。
And nothing in this world can ever separate you from the love of God.
而在这个世界没有一样东西能够使你与神的爱隔绝。
Oh, that is true hope and peace.
这个就是一个真正的盼望，真正的平安。
And what we have to realize that there is no peace on this earth without Christ.
我们要知道在这个世上如果没有基督的话，我们就不会有平安。
Christ is that Prince of Peace.
因为耶稣就是这个平安的君。
Ephesians 2, Jesus says himself that he is our peace.
以弗所书第二章耶稣自己这样讲，耶稣说我就是你们的平安。
So the peace that we all desire.
所以我们每一个人所渴求的这个的平安
can never be separated with Christ.
是不可以和基督来到隔开的。
If you want peace to rule in your life,
如果你想你生命里面有这个的平安，
Christ must rule in your life.
基督必然要居住在你的心里面掌权。
God is glorified in your life when He is first in your life.
当 God?
Jesus God.
当神当耶稣在你的生命里面是你的首要的时候，他就是得着荣耀。
And if we look for peace anywhere besides Christ,
如果我们在出面周围的地方去找平安，不是在耶稣里面找，
It'll never be found.
我们不会找到的。
So we must realize peace has a name.
我们也要知道这个平安是有个名的。
And his name is Jesus.
而他的名字就是耶稣。
So have you received that precious gift that God has offered to you?
你有没有已经接受了神给你这份宝贵的礼物呢？
To receive the precious blood of Christ.
去接受主耶稣基督这份宝贵的爱。
To receive the peace with God that Christ offers through his blood.
去藉着主耶稣基督的宝血使你得着这份礼物与神和好。
Will you be counted as one of the heavenly hosts that are praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest?
你是不是天使天君的其中之一个，在这里宣称在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人？
How will you respond?
你作一个如何的回应呢？
Will you go and search for this peace?
你会不会去寻找这个平安？
To look for this babe in the manger.
寻找这个马槽的婴孩。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for it is truly your grace.
天父，我们感谢你，因为实在是凭着你的恩典。
That it is through Christ.
藉着基督。
That we can experience peace in life.
我们能够经历人生里面的平安。
Father, through all the burdens of this world.
在这个世界里面，我们有很多的重担。
Through all the storms, through all the diseases that we face.
在人生的风暴，在人生的疾病里面，
with all the difficulties of life,
在生命里面的难处，
we thank you, O Lord, for you are truly our peace.
我们去感谢你，因为主你就是我们的平安。
To help us to know that there is nothing in this world,
帮助我们知道在这个世界，
that can ever separate us from your love.
没有一样东西能够使我们与你的爱隔绝。
Lord, fill us with the peace of Christ this Christmas.
在这个的圣诞里面，求主你让基督的平安浇灌在我们当中。
It's in his name we pray.
我们是奉他的名字来祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let us all rise.